It's Dr. James Baker. I'd like to read a poem entitled The Touch of the Master's Hand by Myra Brooks Welch. It was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it was hardly worth his while to waste his time on this old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bid, good people?" he cried. "Who starts the bidding for me? $1? $1? Do I hear two? $2? Who makes it three? $3 once. $3 twice. Going for three?" But no. From the room far back, a gray-bearded man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as the angels sing. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I now I bid for this old violin?" As he held it aloft with the bow, $1,000, $1,000, do I hear two? $2,000, who makes it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice. Going and gone, he said. The audience cheered, but some of them cried, "We don't understand." "What changed its worth?" came swift the reply, "The touch of the master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune, all battered with bourbon and gin, is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's almost going and almost gone, but the master comes. And the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is brought by the touch of the master's hand. Thank you.